Up until recently, the alpaca has been marketed as a cute creature that grows luxurious fibre for cuddly jumpers. But a group of WA growers are keen to expand into the protein game and are starting to trickle alpaca meat into butchers and high-end restaurants.
It's actually very tasty. It's delicious. The texture and quality, the meat is it's actually very mild. A lot of the impressions were it would be quite gamey, but it's not. It's a very mild meat. And it takes on flavours that you cook with very well.
Where are you, little Ace?
Marlon Hotker runs around 260 alpacas at his property on the edge of Albany. As we hand-feed a group of his finest girls, he's quick to distinguish between his stud animals and those destined for the abattoir.
These all have names because these are all not meat ones. Meat ones don't get names. The animals we use for meat, once they're weaned, they get put off into a paddock to grow out, fatten up. They don't get the amount of attention and handling that the stud animals get.
They don't get a name or a cuddle like you're giving this one here.
No, that's right. They just get a number. Like any other livestock, they just end up with a number. We started down this road about 18 months ago, and I would say the response then was probably 50-50, for and against. But now we find it's only the odd person that says, oh, how could you eat them? Because the reality is that they're no cuter than a baby goat or a baby lamb anyway. Because a lot of alpaca breeders are into the industry for lifestyle, and their alpacas are just their pets, and they would never contemplate eating them, which is quite understandable. They'll always be a cute, cuddly aspect to them, but it's a different matter when you bring in a mob of wethers that are being run for meat, and you get in the middle of those, the cute, cuddly disappears very quickly.
Marlon Hotker is a member of the National Alpaca Association, which is recruiting growers to build numbers for the meat supply chain. In order to survive as a livestock industry, he believes there needs to be an avenue for protein.
As with any industry, we needed somewhere, we needed an outlet to cull, because otherwise you fill up your property with animals and you can't progress. So having a meat industry allows us to cull the animals. We're getting really good product out of it, and we can keep breeding and improving the quality of the herd.
So essentially you're turning a fleece animal into a multi-purpose animal with the hide, the fleece and the meat.
That's right, yes. It's every aspect of the alpaca is really good. Beautiful fleece. The meat from the animals is exceptionally good, very healthy, and the hides are beautiful.
A few alpaca breeders have told me that meat is exceptionally healthy. How does it differ to other meats?
Alpaca meat is very low in fat. It's possibly the lowest in fat of any grazing animal, and also the highest in iron. So it is very good for you.
When it comes to return from the animal, when you take into account the fleece, the maintenance and the meat, how does return per head compare to other livestock?
Still in probably early stages, but the way it's developing, it'll probably within the next 12 months, once a bit more is established, the return will probably be equal to any other livestock or maybe even a little better. Farm gate price for wethers at this stage is around $150 a head.
See, that surprises me because when I think of alpacas, I think of a much dearer animal. Is the industry concerned that you're bringing the value down of alpacas?
No, I don't think so, because a lot of these animals that we take at this stage, wethers, are sitting around people's properties just growing old and doing nothing, being not of much value. They take up room where people could be breeding on with better quality. And in some instances, I have heard people have just put animals down and got rid of them because they didn't want them there. So this is hopefully going to create the outlet to make use of them.
Is there a concern in the industry that if you start going down the meat for consumption road, that you'll run out of animals because their supply is certainly an issue?
Supply is an issue, and we don't want to create a market we can't supply. It's being well received, and we're just treading slowly, very slowly increasing our customer base so we can be quite sure we can maintain supply, because it would be very easy to oversell and run out of product.
And are you putting your feelers out to recruit other livestock farmers to run alpacas on their properties?
Yeah, we are. We're just early stages there. We already have. There's a couple of breeders who have bought animals now and breeding purely for meat, running them just as they would run fat lambs. And over the next six 12 months, we'll be putting packages together and encouraging people to take them on.
That's Albany alpaca breeder Marlon Hotka. With alternative meats becoming quite trendy in foodie circles, chefs are lining up to feature alpaca on their menus. Damien Whiteley from Rats Bar in Albany is experimenting with alpaca rack and featuring it as a premium dish. But he says diners are slow to give it a go.
It's very easy to use. It often needs to be quick cooked on a higher heat to bring out the best. I'd compare it closely to veal, but with a little bit more texture. People order it, and I think they expect a more powerful flavour from it, something like camel. And when it comes out, it's quite subtle. It's got quite a warm reception from the few people that have tried it.
And what does it look like? Is it quite a light coloured meat? How would you describe what it looks like on the plate once it's cooked?
It's a very white meat. It's a little bit like pork in colour. It's not really prominent in any way from any other meat. And especially the fact that it's a light flavour, I think it would be really popular in the mainstream market.
So your feedback has been largely positive from the people who have been game enough to try the alpaca on your menu. But is alpaca in your restaurant, is it more of a blackboard special, or can you see it down the track being part of a permanent part of the menu?
We have had it on the menu permanently several times, but it hasn't really moved. It hasn't caught on as much as what we would have hoped and thought. So in the future, unless it does catch on a bit more, which we hope so, it probably will be moved to more of a blackboard special.
For some breeders, like Peter Eads, the thought of eating alpacas isn't an easy one. While he's happy for the industry to expand into different markets, he'd never consider it for his herd.
Is that a typical alpaca sound?
No, it's not typical. It's a serene special.
So she's just very... Oh, hello. She's very excited about eating out of your hand this morning. Hello, girls.
Full stop.
So, Peter, you've got them all named?
Oh, they're all very much named, yes.
Yeah?
Yes, they're all very much named and very much part of the family.
So who do we have here?
Well, this is Jamila, and Jamila won't eat now because that one just spat. And this is my little Peruvian one here, and her name's Nigella. You don't have any two that are the same.
So, yes. Peter, how many alpacas do you run here at your property?
60-odd.
And would you describe yourself as more of a hobby farmer?
I think that's the only way you can describe alpaca people. Those that are doing it professionally, I would like to see one of them that's making a couple of bob out of it yet. All I've done is cost and cost and cost, and we have the wool stolen off us each year by some mob over east, and that's about it. But other than the love and the affection they give us, well, we don't get a lot of change out of them. Trying to chop them up from mincemeat or neck chops, it's a bit hard for me. Other people look at them different because they treat them as farm animals, but I don't. No.
So there is a network of alpaca growers who are pushing to make an industry out of alpaca meat.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I can understand that if they've got excessive animals, then obviously they're going to have to do something with them. I never pushed the sale of them, but I don't think the sale of them is very good. And consequently, they're going to have to do something with them if they keep breeding. I stopped breeding about probably 3 or 4 years ago now.
So what would go through your mind if you sat down at a restaurant in Albany and saw alpaca served up on the front page?
I'd probably order some shrimp or fish or something else. I wouldn't order alpaca, no, because I'd be thinking of what I had. I mean, it'd be like eating your own kids here. They're not really animals. Well, I mean, they are, but, you know, they're very affectionate, very friendly animals, and very inquisitive animals, I might add, too.
They're no cuter, some would argue, than a baby lamb or
probably
a goat.
Not, no, but the thing about it is that they are very affectionate, and as I say, they're all part of the family. Now look at this one here. Kippa.
So do you think it's fair that the industry is looking for another outlet for their animals?
Oh, I can understand that too, yeah. Because as I say, if they're going to keep breeding them and eating them, and if people like eating them, well, so be it. Then fair enough, they'll have them. But, I mean, it's up to them what they want to do. Yeah, so there you go.
pet girl.